when I went to Spain, I was like, I'll be different over here.
No,
I stayed up till 5 a.m. every day. I was hammered, woke up, the sun was going down. I was like,
oh, shit.
I day meals. Oh, he's a pro now.
Yo. Lemieux held it down, bro.
Got that gator clap. The gator hands. That there boy gator.
Yeah, Lemieux did a fantastic job. Thank you,
Lemieux.
He
did. Yeah, you did.
You Thank saved you my bottom.
Yeah, you're in Italy.
Edited out an entire episode.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, we did a full episode of us trying to break down all the world's ills.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Didn't go great. We both
neither of us had
stuttered and stammered like uncles.
To say. Yeah,
it's like, yeah, man, I just don't like.
It's not nice.
Violence. Go, yeah.
I just wish people wouldn't be so mean.
Yeah, let's get that out.
Both sides do it.
Both sides do it. We hit the both sides do it for an hour.
I think negativity's done. I think it might not be cool anymore to be negative.
We can bring it back. You already had a good plan. Matt explained his evil little plan already. He shouldn't say, I don't even think he should say the plan.
It was just a funny thing to say.
It is funny.
It's funny, but everyone's back, dude. You can't, you know, free speech, comedians rule. We are the vanguards of truth.
Finally, the philosophers are fucking, yeah. Dude, the second the government starts censoring us. You know, fascism is right around the corner. No, it was good though. It was good to see everybody stick up for him for free speech, and
yeah,
I'm just glad they were all there for me back in 2019. You know, he's my brother and being canceled now. You know, he was canceled for what was that, 48 hours?
Yeah.
Mine was a couple years, but no big deal. What's the difference?
He had to hold tight. He had to hold tight in the probably a very nice kind of modern house on the hills in LA. Yeah. He had to sit there and just
You mean he didn't have to lay on a mattress in Queens with two snarky roommates that were like, oh, did you write that apology? Yeah, I could tell. Like, what the fuck?
Crybaby Kimmel.
It's nice.
Crybaby Kimmel is my new Kimmel.
Crybaby Kimmel. I do like how he was. I saw a snippet and he was being very nice.
I liked what he was saying.
He was being nice. Nice, yeah.
We need unification.
When he calls he called Rogan a moderate, and one lady in the crowd thought that was a joke. She was like, you can hear it. You're like, oh, you got that wrong, bitch.
Yeah, they can't be
no
nasty.
No one else around you laughed. It was you being a nasty lib.
Yeah, she can't be nasty, honey. No one can be nasty now. We got to knock it off.
Try not to be nasty.
I'm never nasty.
Nastini.
Nastini, dude.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no more nastiness. Horn. We got to heal. We're healing the nation. We're healing the nation with our truth, dude. I hope the government doesn't fucking get one of us. No more funny business. Get out of here.
Yeah, for real.
Clap it down.
For real.
March in formation.
Depends which government. That's what you got to worry about.
Are you talking Deep Saber?
Yeah, no, I'm talking. Oh. I mean, kind of. Anyway.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, brother.
So you just got back from Italy, the motherland.
I did just get back from the old country.
How'd it go?
It was nice. It was beautiful. I liked going to Rome. Rome was so sick. I was walking around tripping out on that. I didn't sleep, though. I never adjusted to the time difference.
Were you drinking cheap Lambrusco wine overlooking the Janica Loris Hills? Love that memory.
Love that memory.
I don't get it.
One thing that inspires me is memories of being young and naive, drinking cheap Lambrusco wine in the Janica Loris Hill overlooking Rome at sunset. Love that memory. I'm also inspired by
some video
the
from
internet,
like,
Will.
Oh,
10
sorry.
Years ago. Samu Heidi.
Oh, sorry. But I was just drinking a lot, and I stayed up really late drinking, so I never adjusted to the time, and that really stunk.
So a little bit more of the same.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. It's when I went to Spain, I was like, I'll be different over here.
No,
stayed up till 5 a.m. every day.
I was
hammered, woke up, the sun was going down. I was like,
oh, shit.
I day meals.
I related to what you said, too, about how, like, America's so much better. Than just like convenience wise and comfortability wise, it's like Wi-Fi is bad, outlets are dumb, stuff closes.
Your voice changed in Italy.
It would happen.
I'm a little sick.
Oh, you have COVID-19.
I might have Italian COVID.
God damn it, you have like that fashion show strain that like killed all the old guys.
Yeah, sorry.
I hope you don't have COVID because
I don't think so. I feel pretty good now, but I did get a cold. The travel was like. I don't know. I was telling LeMaire when I was going, because I haven't really left the country since I was like a really young kid. I went to like Mexico and stuff. So I thought I was going to like be like, I didn't want to go. I was like, I don't like traveling.
You thought it was going to be an expansive.
I was just like nervous. I don't like leaving my house. You know, so I was like, I never got why people like want to go places for no reason. And I was like, maybe when I go there though, I'll like have some wanderlust thrust upon me and I like want to go see the world. And like, I couldn't have been more wrong. I don't care to go anywhere still. I was so happy to come back.
It's
nice when you get home.
It was so beautiful. Like, I was in Tuscany and Rome. Tuscany was like really rural, so that was tough.
Yeah, it feels, I do that. I feel like you're just like, this is a green screen behind you, and now you're in like a different location, feel exactly the same.
Yeah,
like,
kind of.
Stay to my house, feel like this.
Took me a while. I disagree. Ireland fucking rules.
Well, that's what I was saying before. Like, I think if I went to an English-speaking country, or even a country where I could speak the language, I'd be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Speaking Italian at you is very anxiety, and I'm like an anxious guy, but... When they start speaking really fast at you, I was just like, I'm American. A lot of them thought I was Australian, though, so I started lying when I got drunk, and I'd be like, Australian.
Having those guys get in your face and be like, blah, 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 blah.
I did run into two like ruffians, though. I was stumbling home at like 3 in the morning. I stayed up for like 26 hours as soon as I got there. Yeah, I landed at like 7 a.m. and like went to the Coliseum and saw everything.
Damn.
And that was so cool because I was like, I'd never been on a road this old before. Like, I've never been in a place this old before. Yeah. So that part was awesome.
Did you pretend you were like a warrior slave entering the Coliseum and you had to fight for your honor?
No, freedom? But it does cross your mind. I think every man in that Coliseum was like, man, Sean, I'm getting filled Sean, with the Sean, energy Sean. Right now.
Yeah, I would stab a tiger in here. No problem.
It's so cool. The Coliseum was so cool and all like the old structures and stuff.
Was anyone in there like, is everyone just looking at anyone like fuck around and like flow?
Everyone's
a bit?
Just looking. I mean, it's just like a zillion tourists, like as many tourists as you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
How are they mostly Asian, right?
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at, but I didn't want to be rude. But
that was the big thing in Europe was they were all like, because remember when we were young, it was all like fucking these Americans or so. Now they're all like, damn, we miss the Americans. It's all Chinese now. It sucks. We didn't realize how good we had it with the Americans.
There's a lot of Indians in Rome too, like trying to like peddle their like water bottles, and they're like, they're Mexicans, I think.
They got lost on the Silk Road and ended
no
up.
Offense,
it's the end of the Silk Road. They got there.
Yeah. We were battling an old Indian couple on the plane recently. We went to a wedding this weekend, and it was like, just the personal space issue from the East.
It's a real tough one,
bro. Like the butting is just like insane.
Butting in line.
Yeah, we're like waiting to get on the plane.
Fucking just, crazy.
Old Indian couple just fucking butted us, and I had to be like,
yeah, this isn't the fucking train, dude.
Back it up, man. Yeah,
we're not fucking jamming in here. Wait.
Yeah, chill, man. We got plenty of room.
That's so sad.
Like I was trains. Like front and center, ready to get on, and they just like started doing it. It was just like.
Also, I'm tired of Europeans being like, Americans are so obnoxious. It's like, dude, have you talked to one person from England?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's crazy. That's just screaming in your fucking face.
That's what I was saying.
Start singing. We're not singing here. I like the singing. Don't
like
get me wrong.
Singing.
I like the singing.
But yeah, it is. But you go anywhere, and it is cool to see a different place. But America really is. I'm not saying if you're like, you know, in Europe or wherever. It's just your country, like the way you guys live is embarrassing.
That's kind of is embarrassing.
Like everything's just, the outlets are fucked up.
Fix the outlets.
Yeah, like, dude, it's 2020.
Ben Franklin invented electricity. Get with it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's from Philly. You're welcome.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like I was telling LeMaire, in Italy, they all sort of like, they're not a very like, the customer's always right thing.
Yeah.
And I was telling them, they all act like, with like a sort of air that they were around thousands of years ago when the Roman, it's like, you weren't there when the Colosseum was being built. You're just a guy that happened to be born here. I don't know. Maybe it was all in my head.
They're connected to tradition. They're connected to deep tradition.
I mean, that's how they operate that way. They reminded me of like how people describe the French, where it's like, I feel like they don't like me cause I'm American, but maybe that was just in my head.
It's probably in your head a little.
Yeah.
Cause I was always told the Italians are a lot like the Spanish. And the Spanish were they were like happy to see. I guess it depends where you are. You weren't a very tourist heavy. I was more of a
they
up
were
in
friendly.
The montañas.
Yeah, true. Off the beaten path.
You know me, dude. I tried to go off the beaten path. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
off the beaten path was scary. I was really scared before I met up with all my friends. I felt nervous.
Yeah, you're going to get attacked by a ruffian.
I thought, yeah, I was going to get molested or something.
A couple of young Italian boys and Jeff
get molested. Yeah, I thought I was going to get sexually harassed or something. I don't
what?
Know. As soon as I got off the plane, I was getting a taxi, and there were like guys that were like trying to do fake taxis and I guess like charge you more. You know how they do that at like JFK? Yeah. Wait, what?
I loved it.
What's so funny about
you
that?
You thought you were getting on the fake taxi?
You're about to get the fake taxi.
You're about
taxi
to get put in the back seat.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I was scared.
You're about to get put in the back
you're
seat.
You're going to get in the bang fiat?
Yeah, yeah, I thought so. I was going to get stuck in the taxi.
The bang boost.
The Italian and, job.
Yeah.
And they heist that ass.
The Italian job.
Get me in. It was like guys with like neck tattoos and stuff. They looked like the dirtbag Italians, and they were like, get in the taxi. And I was like, no.
Yeah, you just get in, they pinch your butt and kick you out.
They kept saying, what's wrong with your head? They kept saying that to me over and over
again.
That
would fucking piss me off.
I was so pissed.
What's wrong with your head?
Yeah, what's wrong with your head? Tutto, what's wrong with your head? And I was just like, no. I just kept saying no over and over again.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, fuck your head. Your head sucks. It's full of dumb Italian thoughts.
Yeah.
I can't go to Italy. My wife wants to go to Italy so
Why
bad.
Why can't you go to Italy?
Italians are the worst
And also,
part.
Like...
I think you're confusing...
No, black ladies love Italian guys.
Oh.
It's a thing, man. I talked to Nate about this. Black people love Italians. They sweat Italians so hard. And I'm always evangelizing. I'm like, dude, Italians suck. Irish people rule, and they're like,
obviously
we don't,
Irish people
we don't
one,
see it, but
dude.
It's hard pitching Irish swag to black people. Like, nah, we're just quiet and we just fucking grumble to ourselves silently. Yeah. We don't wear any cool jewelry, and they're just like, bro, your Italian guys are so cool. And I'm like,
but I think Italian Americans are way different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Like, more way different. Just-
That's true. What are the people from Italy, are they like smaller over there too? Or are they?
Yeah, they all look like they're like 1,000 years. They look like pygmies or something. Like.
Yeah, they're tiny, bro.
Like everyone there, like they could be 20 and they still look like an old person for some reason. Yeah. I don't, maybe I'm just a really dumb American. Like I think I was like missing the chemicals that I'm desperately addicted to and stuff like
yeah.
that. Like I was
yeah,
like cranky.
Pesticides
I ran out
stuff.
Of skull. I thought I packed enough
bad.
Skull when I went to Spain. I ran out right
oh,
away.
Oh, no.
I packed 6 packs. I
had to go
American
straight to
six,
dude. Lucky strike, sick. Dude. I felt like a fucking GI.
A doughboy.
Yeah, I'm a big doughboy, dude.
The SIGs are different. They have scary pictures on the SIGs there.
Yeah, they do. They love the scary pictures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted a cigarette company where it's like, warning, these are so cool. You might die, but that's also yeah, so cool. Yeah. If you died from cigs, it'd be so
cool.
It's
like, you're going to die anyway, dude. Look
yeah.
cool.
I'm going to do a big picture of a guy in like a fast car just like hanging out of the window. It's like, live fast, die young.
Yeah.
They have big scary warnings.
Yeah,
did you go to a discotheque?
No, I didn't go to a discotheque.
No?
I was in Rome for a day, so I just kind of like, drank outside. There wasn't like
hey,
any bars.
You know what they say?
What?
When in Rome.
Did you do as the Romans do?
I did. I drank outside, and there's a lot of like foreign exchange students, or not, you know, like study abroad kids from
okay.
like a bunch of countries.
Pick
so
it,
it was like lively.
Down.
It was like a city. So we just drank outside. Like there's no bars that we went to. It was just like you sit at a table and they like bring you drinks.
Yeah. I feel like the lack of muscle mass in Europe's humiliating.
Yeah.
They're real. They're small. They're shrimps, dude.
I do have a big friend, my friend Mike.
I'm sorry. We're post-negativity. I
know
why.
I don't want to be negative to the Italian.
No,
like, it's
you have to be
country.
Pro-American.
Yeah, I'm very pro-American.
You got to put down every other country.
It's just basic American first stuff that I'm talking about.
Classic America first.
That's right. I stayed in my hotel. Was next to the anti-mafia building, so that was
what?
Kind of intimidating. Yeah, there's like guys with silly hats with like rifles.
With the anti-mafia?
Outside. Yeah, I don't know what that
anti-ma?
Even means. Yeah, it was anti-ma. And they would kept like checking in with me when I would like smoke a cigarette outside the hotel because I guess like their politicians go there and stuff or whatever.
Is that like a, so that's like a no mafia guys can go in there?
I guess not. I don't know. It was weird.
So it's a police station?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. They walk in the password, you have to walk in and go, don't forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you're in. You're good. Yeah. Sorry, I just came from the spring, dude. I'm just fucking...
Yeah, we just got out of the water. I've been on my Italian shit. I've been watching a Mussolini show.
The Fascistas.
Yeah, the Fascistas. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Well, it's on some made-up fucking European network.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know what it's called. Fake bullshit.
Yeah. There's a
it's
lot
their
of
attempt
fake
at
bullshit.
TV.
What was Mussolini? He was a bad guy, right? Pretty bad?
Yeah.
Pretty nasty?
He invented fascism.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Hitler copied him. Hitler was like, that guy rules.
That guy's cool. Yeah. Okay. And that was like I've been trying to figure out like a good definition for fascism. And I think it's just like when you love the president so much, you'll beat somebody up. And the president's
it's
kind of
hard to
put a real
definition to it. But if you look up the definition, that's why it's so easy to call anyone a fascist.
Yeah.
Because the definition does.
It's like if you will resort to violence.
It is socialism. That's what I always struggled with it.
Yeah.
Because I was always like, isn't that more government? So doesn't that mean it's left? But it's not. It's a far right version of more government. I fucking find out.
I think it's like military
Let's
led.
Get the exact definition.
I've looked it up 100 times. It's like kind of vague. It's like.
Yeah, I looked it up this week.
Force.
I've looked it up. Ultra-nationalist, authoritarian political ideology characterized by a dictator, aggressive nationalism, militarism, force of suppression of opposition. It's a system in which the government controls most aspects of public and private life and exalts the nation or race above the individual.
Okay.
So again, what the fuck's the difference between communism and that?
I don't know. Have you ever got into luxury, like automated luxury communism?
No.
That's a big talking point. They're like, dude, the machines are going to get so cool that you could live it. Like, you know, like when you're in communism, it sucks because you can only have like a little bit of bread. Like usually the economy kind of falls apart. There's guys that are saying like one day we'll have such good automation that everything will be on demand. But we'll be like it's like luxury communism.
Huh.
Just like, yeah, sure. Let me know when you guys figure that out.
That's we're 1,000 years away.
I know.
Like we're not close.
Yeah.
Rogan was talking about last night because he loves the AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there like, I'm not worried about it.
Is he worried or is he?
He's like AI's, yeah, and he talks to those guys.
Yeah, those computer
guys. So they're
all
like, yeah,
PETA.
I don't know. Yeah. I fuck with it here and there, and it's like it just seems like super Google to me. Now I'm sure if you own ChatGPT and you could like take the blinders off, maybe you could be like set me up a geopolitical. You know, if you took all the moral frameworks off it, you could probably do some like cool stuff.
ChatGPT like infringed. It freaked me out.
You
yesterday.
Gotta speak up.
Sorry.
Yeah, man, we're not in fucking Italy, dude.
Oh, my God.
Back in America, you got to pronounce your words.
You get so startled, dude. You got startled. I'm just yanking you, bro.
ChatGPT, you know what? Never mind.
What did it say? No. What is
it? Yank, dude. The bag's on you.
Oh, yeah, you were gone for
bag,
that.
Gardini.
He was gone for that.
I asked if I could take Xanax and NyQuil at the same time because I wanted to sleep on my flight. And then I asked something about like pills yesterday and it said like you can't take that with Xanax though. Like it remembered that I asked it about Xanax 2 days before.
That's nice.
You're probably in the same chat. If you're in the same.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, it was a new chat. And
dang,
I said, I don't like
you
that you remembered that I asked you that. And it said, I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
That's fair. It checked your Xanny use.
Yeah.
How did that work? Did the Xanny?
I didn't take the Xanny. I just took the NyQuil and passed out.
Yeah, that'll work.
It was nice, yeah.
Nice.
The flight was brutal, though, because I'm a hopeless nicotine addict, so.
What'd you do?
I just did a bunch of Zans.
I thought that was going somewhere else.
No.
The nicotine, I was like,
oh. No. I just did Zins and got really, really angry, because they don't really help still.
Really?
I still really want cigarettes, yeah. It's like 9.5 hours.
Dang.
Yeah, sucked.
Did you get first class?
No, hell no. I was a coach.
You gotta on that one.
It's
so expensive, but you gotta.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
It's worth every penny on that.
It was brutal, yeah. There was a heavy set woman next to me whose buttocks was just pouring into my seat the whole flight.
But
it was kind of comfy,
you're a bit
though.
Of a little humper. You probably were like.
Yeah.
It was kind of a nice, like, extra pillow
little
that
humper.
I could sleep on.
Yeah, that's for real not the worst case scenario.
Yeah, at least it wasn't like, a guy.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
There's
big
a guy.
Fat lady
on the
it
way
wasn't
there.
Me.
It was I don't know. Brutal. That's kind of. I feel like that's not bad having a big fat lady butt spill into your territory.
Yeah, that wasn't the worst on the because I had to do to JFK and then come here from JFK. So it was like 9.5 hours to JFK and then 5 hours here. It sucked balls. But on the way here, there's like a guy on his laptop with like his elbows out in coach.
That's
and
a
that,
crazy move.
My thing was, I was thinking on the plane, I was like, if you're going to work on your laptop, you should be in first class.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't making that bread, your work ain't important enough to be typing back here in coach.
He's trying to get there, dude. I've done it in coach.
You fucking watch.
Dude, you elbows in.
The Ravens were on. Just watch the Ravens game.
No, I work.
No laptop.
I'm all laptop on the plane.
I know, but you're in the front.
Sometimes I have to sit.
That's polite.
I have to do coach sometimes. And I just fucking elbows in. I do T-Rex arms and I just type.
I was in the middle, though, because I had to get like switched. I was supposed to go to Boston and then Austin, and then that got delayed, so I would have never made it. So they switched me to JFK to Austin. So I had Comfort Plus. I sprung for Comfort Plus. Yeah. But then the new flight, I didn't get Comfort Plus. I got middle seat.
Yeah.
I was dying.
I rocked a middle seat not too long. I like to flex on my wife. She's like, you know you're going to fly coach. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Put me in there. And I was in there the whole time. Like, God damn it. I'm so fucking uncomfortable. But there was a big dog next to me. He wasn't like super fat. He was just like a giant guy. And he was doing this thing where you just, it's actually really alpha when you just like lay down on your tray like that. And he kept spilling into my side. And he would like wake up like, I'm so sorry, man. I was just like, bro, you can't help it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine. Don't sweat it.
If they say sorry, it's over.
Exactly. And I was like, and it was two big dogs and then me, medium dog. And then it was just like, there, I was just
middle
like, bro,
deserves the armrest.
Yeah, and it was like, we're fucked. There's nowhere you can go.
Yeah.
He was just trying to sit politely, but he was just.
Damn, window seat coach when you got a whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
that was
everyone
good.
Has to get up. That sucks.
I want aisle because I just like to get up. I like to move around the plane a lot. So it's like when I have to ask people, especially when they're like, oh, it's like, bro, get up.
Dude, on the Italy flight, everyone's sleeping. So I had to like wake the heavyset lady up to go to the bathroom. And I felt so bad. And I was like, I had to like bunk her a bunch of times. I held like it for like 2 hours. I was like, I have
find
to.
A nerve and just
should have pinched
the fuck out of her.
What did she do when you?
She was so sweet. I feel bad even talking about her like this, but she was so nice about it.
Yeah.
The guy on the computer I asked too, and he was like, 1 second, and he like finished typing something, and I was like, bro, get your broke ass up. I can take a number one.
Yeah, turn off the fucking PowerPoint, dude. Let's go.
I feel bad about being mean to Italy, too, because my friends are going to watch this. I was so happy to see all my friends.
Are they from Italy?
No, but I just don't want to act like I didn't have a bad time. It was an awesome time.
No, I think it was nice.
Okay. Sometimes they all listen to this, and people listen. I forget that.
Yeah.
You want to be like, his wedding stunk. That's what you
his wedding was the most amazing wedding. It was in the Tuscan Hills. It was like
nice.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Well, like how much you give him for a gift? Do you mind me asking?
I gave him 300 and I felt like that wasn't, I felt like my other friends.
He flew to Italy, bro.
Is that not good? Like, I thought that was
just
good.
Just you, or do you have a guest?
Just me.
Did you give him 300 American?
Fine, dude.
300 American, yeah. But like my other friends gave him more and I felt like kind of bad, yeah.
Yeah, 300.
I think that's fine.
But it was like, dude, it costs a shit ton of money.
Would they give
him
1,000?
No, like 5. Some of them gave 5, yeah.
No, that's fair. You flew all the way there. 300 with the international flight, I think, is kind of generous.
Yeah, Joe, I love you. Congratulations.
Congrats,
Joe.
Yeah, Mayor. Seriously, dude. And to your lovely wife.
Mm-hmm. Mayor.
Yeah. Or husband. It was a wife.
Could have been a guy. If guard dog was there going stag, I thought that was a guy's trip.
Wait, what do you mean?
He was saying it was a gay marriage.
Oh.
I don't want to assume he was heterosexual.
Yeah.
He's heterosexual, yeah.
Whose idea? Was it his idea to go to Italy or the wife's?
I'm not sure.
Damn, dude, what a fucking marriage in Italy. What a beautiful thing. I hope that lady's nice to him because I'd be really mad.
They're both like the nicest guys.
I would hold that over her for a decade.
Wouldn't matter.
25 years.
Wouldn't matter.
25 years. I go, remember Italy? It was incredible I did that for you. It was fucking $900,000.
It was so awesome. It was crazy.
We have
were
no
like in
fucking money.
We're fucked. We could have bought a house.
Dude, the stars too. Like we stayed in like a villa in like farmland. So the stars were like, I saw like 5 shooting stars. The first one I saw, I was like, that's a UFO. There's a UFO over Italy. I was like,
what'd you
wish
for?
Wish? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't make any wish. I was so drunk and on mushrooms every night. I did a bunch of mushrooms.
That's kind
of
sick.
Yeah. That was cool. The lady who owned the villa, when I met her, I had to like give her my passport to check in. And she was like, you have an Italian surname. Wait, what's so funny?
Sorry, that was definitely my Ring camera. And I watched LeMaire find out that the Chipotle is here. Felt a buzz. I was like, that's got to be the Ring camera. And I saw LeMaire go. And have to go back to work. No, I'm working.
I'm sorry, I'm yapping about
Chipotle is here.
Dang.
I'm sorry, I'm going on and on about it.
No, you're totally fine. I was at a wedding this weekend as well. And I was at a camp. It was nice. It was like an outdoor, it was like a kid's camp, but they did a wedding.
Oh, I saw your flip.
Yeah, I saw the flip. That I was pumped sick. On
appreciate that. And then I
almost reposted it. I was fired up.
It was all right.
It was a great flip.
Thank you. I appreciate the height. It's actually easier to flip from something higher.
How tall was it? Like,
it was
over
probably
10?
Like 10 feet.
You were hitting flips today.
Flips of the diving board.
Me and Matt went down to Barton Springs and swam in the crisp water together.
Yeah, it was so a far nice. Swim, dude.
That was a hard swim.
Yeah, we swam, and then I didn't realize there's a current in that thing.
Yeah, we got down. We were exhausted. Either. We got down to one end, and it was like, oh, fuck.
We had the current pushing us, and we were both like, god damn, this is fucking hard. Then we had to go back against it, and it was just like, fuck.
Yeah, dude, fuck it. Let's stop here. Get to the wall.
Yeah, I love that water.
It was nice.
I had only been there once, and I was like, before I'd been there, I was like, what's all the hubbub? It must not be, it can't be that
no,
nice.
So nice.
It was the nicest thing.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to start
apparently
hitting
there's
that.
Tits there.
Yeah, if you
that's
go to the non-free
side.
No,
the free side. Yeah.
What? People bust out
tits?
The
free side is tits.
What?
I could be wrong about this, but I think Austin has really loose tit laws.
Yeah, they do.
Austin does have really loose tit laws.
Like, I think you're allowed to just rock them out. It's open carry titties.
I saw a lady in my neighborhood who didn't look like a crazy homeless lady, just had her tits out. Just walked down the street, totally tits out. And it was just kind of like...
That would scare me.
Yeah.
I would think something was happening.
I mean, there was something happening.
Down
driving.
I mean, obviously. Yeah, no, obviously, that would...
It's not even... You're right, though. It's not really that horny making. You see it, and it was kind of concerned. Like, damn, is that lady all right?
It's like a really mentally... Yeah.
Me sad,
but she didn't... She wasn't like... If she was naked, I'd be like, oh, she's like on drugs. She was just walking, just kind of pants on, looked somewhat normal, was just had the titties out.
In
like,
your neighborhood?
Yeah.
That's really fucking weird.
It was crazy.
You should have called the cops.
It was like a year ago. What? Call the cops. Like, bro, I'm scared.
Snitch on titties.
I might do something. You guys better get down here.
911, I'm hard as hell. Quick. I don't want them hard as hell. No, it is kind of, it's good they cover them up, man. You really need to have, and I wish there was a bra law. No bra fucks me up. No bra might fuck me up more than just bare titties out.
Yeah, bare titties is scary.
Yeah.
Walking in a neighborhood, bare titties, I'd be like, that lady's having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
No bra?
Yeah.
They need to stop.
That's concealed carry.
That is concealed carry.
I don't even want to see your nipples through the bra. That's too much for me, too. It's like, if they're sticking out, more padding. Hmm. Lock them away.
It is too
chastity
much.
Belt, maybe, too. Chastity belt, handmaids. We need handmaids tail.
I've never seen it, but I'm in.
True. Yeah,
I watch that shit.
Handmaid's Tale, rock.
Think I
babes.
Watch girl TV?
Handmaid's Tale?
That's girl TV.
That's big time.
I can't watch girl TV.
There's nothing they love more than watching them being like completely suppressed and being like, this better not happen. So you guys would be happier. So I was telling my wife, she's watching Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, you'd actually love
you'd
this.
You'd love that.
No, I wouldn't. Like, you'd fucking love it. Yeah, I watched a brutal one. My wife had control of the movie. I had a movie, and then she got to do... We did The Kissing Booth. She's like firing up movies she watched a long time ago, being like, you're going to love this. And then watching it, she's like, oh my God, this is so bad. And I'm like, bro, this
I've
is...
I've done that too.
Kissing Booth is... You know, I don't... Again, we're post-negativity, but... There's an aspect of the movie where it's a... So it's about a girl who is like best friends with this guy, and they're, you know, they do like Dance Dance Revolution together, and they're just like, you're like, oh yeah, let's go, bro. And then, but then the guy's older brother is an absolute hunk, and she obviously eventually fugs the older brother.
Damn.
But then her friend, who's like the little brother, is like, I can't believe you and fuck my brother. And it's like, I thought you guys were friends.
Yeah.
That's like the whole crux of the movie. It's so dumb. And he also has a girlfriend. So he's...
Does the little brother ever get to smash?
No, never. They're like, they'll be like hanging out in the pool. She'll be like in her bra in a pool and be like, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, this is crazy. Let's go, best friend.
Kissing Booth?
Yeah, the Kissing Booth. It stinks. It's a bad movie.
Sounds like a stinker.
It's a bad movie, but it's like, oh, what's the fucking guy's name? It's the dude from Salt. Did you see Saltburn?
Barry? No, but Barry Keoghan?
The big hunky guy from Saltburn.
Oh,
he's
guy,
the
yeah.
hunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also in Euphoria.
A fucking hunk, dude.
He's a wild hunk.
You see this hunk? There's pictures of him. He wears cool clothes all the time.
Yeah, he's a massive.
He might be the hunk.
I think he is. Hunk. He's like Aquaman.
What's that guy's name, dude? He might be number one hunk.
I think he is. Aquaman is just too damn much, I feel like.
Aquaman
is
like
he is doing
he's
too
like
damn
a mythical
much.
Hunk.
Aquaman's a mythical hunk.
Yeah, he's like, it's all.
He is a sick show. Aquaman is a It's about the Hawaiian Islands.
What?
About like, yeah, what is it?
Jacob Elordi, he is the top
Jacob
hunk.
Elordi is the top hunk, dude.
Yeah. Big, you got to watch Saltburn. He hunks out. He's
Aquaman as a warrior movie in Hawaii. It's pretty sick.
Okay.
But I was watching it, and I was like, we needed the British, dude.
Oh.
We needed gay guys with rifles to show up and go, knock it off, hunks.
Knock off the funny business.
Knock off the hunks with sticks coming out of the water.
So Aquaman's from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
Or one of them. Yeah, yeah. Pacific
yeah.
Islander.
Yeah, somewhere.
I think he's Hawaiian.
That makes sense. He's like from where the rock, kind of where the rock's from, basically.
Dude, just think of the Rock and Aquaman running at you. And Troy Polamalu and all the fucking...
Yeah.
You need gay British guys to be like, true.
Oh, hold on.
Listen to us, savages.
Let's discuss the concept of land ownership.
Yeah,
he's from Hawaii.
Dang.
Honolulu.
Yeah, they crank Hawaii. Out. They'll crank out. Like, they'll, like, spend, like, every 1,000 years or something. Like, yeah. Just, like, 4 massive hunks emerge. One of them just sprouts up because they're fucking stocky,
bro. Come
bros.
Out of the volcanoes. Every 150 years it erupts and yeah. Fucking 6 hunks. Head to the mainland, and us whites have to be like, get them out of here. It's too much of a honk.
Yeah, they come out, and they're like, chee-hoo. It's a Moana reference, I guess.
Yeah, what's that? Jacob?
Jacob Elordi.
Dude.
He's a hunk,
real
bro.
Bad man. We got to get rid of that hunk, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that is a... Dude, Salt. You have to watch Saltburn. It's...
I can't. It's, I heard somebody sucking cum out of a drain, dude. I'm not watching. Once one person told me that, I was like, I'm never going to watch that movie.
It's just like, what would happen if you put the horniest gay psycho around a hunk? Actually, he's more kind of homosexual, I think.
It's pretty funny. Doesn't he fuck the whole family or something?
Yeah, he kind of like fucks the whole family, drinks cum out of the bathtub. I didn't know anything about it.
Drinks cum out of the bathtub. It's crazy.
Dude, it's holy and moly. You're like, you can tell the guy's obsessed, but it like, out of nowhere, you're like, watching a guy take a, he's like watching a dude jerk off in the bathtub. And then you're going like, all right, this is a little intense. And then as like the last, the water's going down, he just goes. And his son, and dude, literally, I didn't know that it was even in the movie. I turned around. I was like, Jesus Christ. It got me. I have a pretty high tolerance for like weird shit in movies.
Yeah, sucking cum out of a tub is fucking devastating, bro, dude. That's disgusting.
Yeah, feeding
that's
on the shower slugs is crazy,
dude, think of just the prosthetic shower slug they brought in. Even doing that was disgusting.
Yeah, apparently, and there's another scene. I don't want to spoil the movie, but somebody dies in the movie that's very close to him that he liked a lot, and he starts fucking the fresh soil on his grave. Yeah. And he apparently ad-libbed that from what I heard. Like, that's he just so improv. Funny, they're like, you know, like freak out and cry over his grave, and he just on set started fucking the dirt.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a.
That was Barry.
No. Barry is just kind of like, Barry's pretty fucking cool the whole time. Actually,
oh, nice.
Kind of reminded me of myself. Really.
Wait, the hunk sucks the cum.
No. The hunk.
So Barry sucked the cum.
Wait, who's Barry?
The little Irish guy.
Okay, my bad. Yeah. I thought Barry was the hunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is a little Irish freak, dude. Came in. So,
there reminds me.
Coming in the bathtub. I'm going to suck his comb out of the tub.
It is funny because, it is a spoiler, but he like convinces the hunk that he comes from this poor family of criminals, and it's just all made up.
He's just a gay psycho.
He's a gay psycho.
Like, my mother was an alcoholic. It was so bad. And then like they visit his parents, and there's a nice middle-class family, and he's like, oh, fuck, dude.
He's all fucked up. Yeah, Saltburn, it is funny. It's a good Bay movie. Bays love watching like aristocracy movies.
Huh.
That's in my experience.
I watched Sinners on the plane for the first time.
How was it?
No comment.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
It was fine. It was pretty cool. The fights were cool.
Yeah, it was fine.
I was a little good. I felt a little bad because
Sinners was great.
Sinners was great as strong, dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't think it was evil white man movie either. I went into it thinking that was what it was going to be, and I think it was kind of like bonding.
It was at the end, they bonded.
Yeah, they bonded. Well, and the dude, I was listening to the director or the writer talk about why he Cooper. Made it Irish, and it was because he was like, I fuck with Irish shit. Like, I was like, I like the music, I like the people, and I think we have a lot in common, and I think that made sense for the movie. It's kind of sick.
Let's start.
Whatever you say, man.
I feel like
the Irish music did get me hyped.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Rocky Road to Dublin. That scene.
Yeah,
it was cool. I liked it. There's the one scene where there's like he's playing in the barn, and then like a Bootsy Collins type character like manifests, and he's like played that part. I was like, this movie sucks. And then it slowly started winning me back by the end where he kills all the KKK guys. I was like, all right, this was actually kind of cool again.
That's tight. Wait, so like...
He goes beast mode on the KKK.
How's Bootsy Collins come up in the thing?
It was shows just like, all of there's black like a music break history. Dancer.
Gotcha.
It's so unnecessary to me.
Yeah.
It was kind of the gayest shit in the world.
They got to the
to
twerking
me.
Part, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Like, this is our culture. It's just a lady shaking her asshole.
Yeah, and like a break dancer.
Yeah, it's just as good as old blues. Our culture is evolving.
It was kind of like, yeah, that part I hated. It was okay, and then that part made me hate it, and then it sort of won me back with all the cool fights.
Yeah.
But I still,
some good cool
still
fights,
not
but the,
a huge
the fights
fan.
Had some holes in it, because, like, I don't know, whatever. The vampires suddenly became pussies at one point.
Yeah, it was...
They were like, yeah.
The praise, and then all the praise, it kind of, I felt like it was a little overrated.
Praise, of course.
Right, yeah, if you want to get into, there's
it
a...
Was neat, it was neat flick.
If you go to whatever rides inside that Epcot ball, if you want to get like a... They do like a European history or like America, kind of like Western civilization. If you want to get that, it's actually, I could see it. If you're black, that's probably sick to watch. Cause I was on the, like that ride in Disney World. And it's just like basically European civilization. And like from like the dawn of time all the way to modern times. And you kind of do get fired up. Like, damn, this is fucking sick. I forgot about ancient Greece. Cool that was sick. Yeah. And it goes all the way to the modern time. And literally you end, you're like, there's nothing we can't do. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So. No, seriously.
Yeah.
I know. It's just funny.
I mean, America.
I know, but it's funny to be there. There's nothing we can't do. It's like, that's what you got out of that? You went on Epcot and you got out like, the white race.
I'm telling you that. You know I'm the least racist guy in America, dude.
That's true. For sure. Negativity.
But if I got me that Walt Disney's fucking anti-Semitic propaganda got me. I'm like, yeah, dude, fuck you. Yeah, you're right. It's pretty sick. You just start and it has like these little like animatronic puppets reenacting like all the eons of history, and it's actually pretty tight.
It's pretty sick. I went to Epcot once.
Did you?
My dad just got drunk the entire time. Drank around the world, and I was just in fifth grade.
He did the around the world.
We didn't go on one ride. My mom was like, it's so nice you're taking him to Disney.
Oh, it's so fun.
Just watched my dad drink at Disney. That was it. Went on like two rides. He got hammered. Drove home. Beast.
That's so tight. Yeah, what was funny is
it's fucking hot out here. Let's get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. That was fun. Yeah, I went to Disney a long time ago. My older brothers were beating me up for a lot of it. I remember I ran away from them and hopped on a boat by myself as a child, and like it took me to Epcot. I just walked around alone in Disney World.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty sick. I remember I had still stitches in my lip, and I just kind of like walked around with a big cut in my face. Just like went back home. It was like tight.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah, a little 10-year-old child.
What do you think about a Chipotle break?
Let's take a Chipotle break. I got to pee like a month.
Time out, Chipotle.
Time out.
What were we talking about before Chipotle so rudely interrupted us?
I think we're talking about Disney World.
I forget.
Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Disney World does rule. I went there last year, and year or two ago. I was hating on it. I was like, it's going to suck. And I got there, and I was like, man, this is actually...
Yeah, it's
got
to be awesome.
It's pretty tight, honestly. It just gets too crowded, but...
Isn't there like a conspiracy that they traffic children out of Disney World?
Probably.
That's what I was thinking of when you said you were walking around alone. I was worried you were going to get
Bro. Not me, man. But sorry, no, they
not to be negative.
I mean, they like kidnap you at Disney. You could really snag kids there pretty easy. Like, it gets so crowded. I was there with my kids, and at one point at like noon, it got so crowded you could hardly move. So you have to like really kind of hold.
And they have like a tunnel system under there, and you know what they do in the tunnels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for trafficking kids.
I mean, yeah, if you were like a child trafficking organization, yeah, I could see setting up shop there.
It'd be a
it
good
scares
spot.
Me
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Honestly, I got the coffee jitters right now. I'm feeling weird.
Thinking about child trafficking?
Yeah, I'm feeling really weird right
now.
Did
they get them? Yeah,
I feel weird that I'm talking different.
I go a lot of I go to a lot of play places. Sorry. And they worry about that there, where you have to get like this like a UV stamp on your hand that like matches your kids, because if the stamps don't match up. So I think in Texas they do have like,
yeah,
they're like really worried about that, because you can grab kids and 3 hours are gone. But so yeah, you got to be careful. There's even like there's an old wives' tale that the Target near my house is like, they'll like chalk tires if they see like ladies with their kids. Will kind of mark your car, so they like kind of wait by it and snag your kids when you come back.
I've heard about this.
Could just be ladies scaring each other.
Why would they chalk the tires?
just like it marks that way. You kind of like, you have someone go by and mark it, then another guy kind of just checks and waits by the car, I guess. I don't know, to be honest. That's a,
because all that would do is see if you moved. That's why you chalk a tire.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you mark it at a certain point. That way when you move, it's a different spot.
I was thinking just kind of like put an identifier on there. Be like, yo, if you see this, someone coming back to this car. So
that can't be real.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's, it's just ladies go shopping
like
by themselves.
Somebody's like just giving a fucking hookup to a random guy.
No, I think it's like one guy's the chalker. Then you have like the kidnappers. I don't know. It's just ladies freaking each other out.
Yeah.
They go out and drink wine. They're like, I think they just are shopping and see Mexican guys like, oh fuck. Coming from my kid. But no, there's been through like the grapevine of like wives in the area. I've heard of like, there's a couple of them that claim to have encounters where like a guy was walking up to the car or something like that.
I've heard of that. I've had heard a few of these stories too.
What's going on with the guys?
I just want to snag your kids,
they're
man.
Just walking up to the car going, you are mine. I'm going to get you. Mine.
Hey, can I have your child, please?
I'd like to take your kids.
Dude, it's my kids now, because they're building houses near my house, and my kids come out every morning and go, hola. The Mexican dudes. It's really
wonderful.
Funny. It's very sweet. This one guy turned around the other day. He was like, hey, hello, guys. And they're like, hola.
No.
English is boring.
Yeah.
It's the dudes get fired up though. They're just up on the roof and my kids just stand there and go, hola. I had one of the guys on the construction site smash my trash can.
What the fuck?
It was an accident. It was with the lull. It was like that like big giant forklift thing. Just smashed my planter and my trash can.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's weird though, because like I don't fucking care. It's like, all right, we'll get a new trash can, we'll get a planter. Like, they're going to pay for it. They're a big construction company. Yeah. And, like, my wife gets so mad. I'm like, yo, this literally doesn't matter.
It does not matter. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I had to go over and talk to them today. And, like, dude, we're so sorry. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
No problemo.
You got to kind of, you got to switch it up. I might claim neck injury.
Yeah. You should.
Like, dude, I was right behind the trash can when you hit it. And now my neck is killing me. You guys got to redo my front porch. Oh, you guys are a multi-million dollar construction company?
Yeah. I got the plumbers at my house right now.
Dude,
there's roots in the plumbing, and I was embarrassed because like yesterday and today they've been there, and I went out like twice or three times, and I was like, I can like use the toilet, right? Like I'm like asking them permission to shit.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. They keep being like, yeah,
I've
man,
had
you're
plumbers
fine.
Here for the last 2 weeks.
It's embarrassing.
And they told me a time. They were like 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. No plumbing. Around 12:30, 12:45, I was like, it's got to be done by now. Sent a dump down the plumbing. It was open. I got phone calls immediately. They're like, you can't use the toilet.
Where'd
it
go?
I don't know where the dump went.
Where'd the pile go?
The pile might have come flying at one of those poor fucks.
Oh, no.
I mean, I thought they were gone, dude.
Oh, dude, it probably flew out of the side of the house.
That's what I was so worried about.
So Chipotle beer pile came flying right at him. Yeah, that was, I could have sworn by 12:45.
Where did it, how the hell did they know?
They knew right away. I think it's literally an open pipe.
Oh, because they're doing like, yeah, outside work.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
they came back. Dude, I was outside last night before they smashed my trash can, and I was like, so I had bought a bunch of soils. I'm like planting a bunch of stuff. And there was a guy behind the fence of the construction site just going like, I think it was
I got
like
hit with a dump. They were gone, dude. No one was here.
It wasn't here. It was at my house.
I know, but I'm back to defending mine, because I realize as a listener, you might be very furious at me. I'd be mad if I heard someone else do that. I'd be like, fucking wait. I thought they were gone, dude.
Oh, true.
That's a really evil thing to
There's
do.
There's probably just a dump behind your wall somewhere.
There's been a dump in my wall for fucking 2 years. They finally fixed it, but
don't get me started on these new houses, dude. It's criminal. Yeah. Framing with 2x4s alone is a criminal move, dude. It's got to be 2x6s. Mm. Yeah, they really fuck everybody, dude. I think this is wood, but a lot of the houses are just all plastic. It's like plastic, fucking composite wood. It's just basically like mushed together. It's they really get away with murder, and then they just, you know, be like, this is a luxury house. And you're like, how?
You go, it's in Austin. It's $8 million. Yeah, dude. This is?
They're doing it everywhere. They do it in Philly, too. And it's just, they build them. It's, don't get me started, dude. It pisses me off. It's like a really evil thing to do. To like, I mean, it's one thing to try to like save some money, but they'll like, there's going to be massive problems. And they're just like, sue us. You're like, I just spent all of my money on this house. Yeah. I can't sue you. You're...
You made the house $10 million. Yeah, it's two bedrooms.
He took all my money.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really shitty. Especially here.
Yeah, they're getting fast and loose with the pool, too.
Yeah.
I walked outside, just the hot tub was empty one day. Just water. I don't know where that water
went. Bro, you could have jumped in there and got hurt.
I know. That's a big fight. It's deep. Yeah, dude. It's like fucking 6 feet deep.
Cannonballing. Ah! Ah, fuck!
Are you just stuck down there?
We should get real litigious.
Yeah. Could be time.
I'm
going to
sue those builders for sure.
Yeah, it's time to start suing people.
Yeah. Ah, my neck. I should have laid by the trash can like, God damn it. What the hell, man? Yeah, they're pretty funny. The guy was like, you got a neighbor you don't like? Maybe just switch it with your neighbors. I was like, brother.
Fuck it.
I won't be doing that. But yeah, I think, yeah, well, whatever. I do think as a guy, we're like, yo, we got it. And then I went to like the actual, I guess they had a bunch of their subs. And I went to the foreman or manager or whatever. And was like, hey, just want to follow up on this. And he was like, what? He came and saw it. And he was like, do you know who it was? And I was like, describe the guys.
Nah.
And he was just kind of, I described him.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I don't want them passing the buck.
It's probably tough to.
I don't know.
Yeah. 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 How'd you describe him?
Well, it
short,
was.
Wearing a crazy
sunglasses,
outfit.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He was wearing Ed Hardy jeans.
I was like, the one guy was like a short, kind of plump Mexican guy. You should probably find him. Yeah. And then, yeah.
And the other one was a short, plump Mexican guy.
Nervous it down.
Now they got it on
camera. With the I Am Spartacus.
True. Yeah. They got it on cam. We have one of the, they have those giant fucking eyes.
Cam's going to be impossible. It's still going to be impossible.
Like a Where's Waldo picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Well, we'll see. We'll see what they come up with, because my trash can is fucked up right now.
That's bullshit.
How do they even, it's plastic, right?
They just fucking ran it over. You know those giant forklift, it's not a lull where they like lift, it's like a forklift that like can extend like a boom and go like up like three stories. It's one of those things. They've been whipping those things around and yeah, they fucking caught my planter. Luckily, if I had something in it, I'd have been fucking pissed, but it was empty. So I got my watermelons growing. I cannot wait to harvest my watermelons.
That's going to be awesome. When does that happen?
I don't know. Shall we? I think in maybe a month or two, hopefully before it gets too chilly. So I'm pumped about that. I got watermelons and planting some garlic, which is about, I heard, like a year long process.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the vampires out. You have a sinner's garden. You have a full sinner's garden. All right. Well, if we're being racist, I was at Chicken Chip Bingo. And it was me and three African Americans.
Yeah.
And they feed the chicken watermelon.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Get
them
shit?
Get them, yeah, I guess. And I was just standing there and I was like, don't look, dude. You'll go crazy. If you see what's going on in there, you're going to go crazy. Don't look.
You're talking about a watermelon fed chicken?
Watermelon chicken. Like, don't avert your eyes, bro. Tie yourself to the mast.
It's like
the sirens.
It's like in France when they dip the pigeons in cognac. Oh, man. That thing's probably good eating, too.
We've talked about it before. Black people get a terrible rap for that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So unfair.
The most delicious foods.
I told you, I was working with a guy one time, and we're leaving a construction site, and I don't know how we came into this. Wherever we were working, maybe we were next to like a supermarket, and someone just like gave us some watermelon and some other stuff, and my black coworker was carrying the watermelon, and I could tell he was walking home with it, and he was walking back to the car, and at one point, he was getting kind of uneasy, and I was like, bro, you want me to carry the thing for you? He's like, dude, yeah, I just feel yeah, fucking crazy holding this thing.
Last night, Brian Simpson walked into the green room eating a banana. Tony immediately was like, one bite, he was like, oh, fuck. And then I was like, Tony, you can't eat it. You'd be gay. Yours is also funny. I was like, you tie your hair back to eat bananas, dude.
Yeah, getting crushed.
Food stereotypes, that hurts.
Yeah, true.
Especially, dude, fried chicken's so good.
So good. And, dude, meanwhile, Koreans are the real fried chicken hounds.
Yeah, they are.
Koreans love fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've, you know, they're protected the merchandise. Yeah. Now, the Korean-Black connection's strong. Korean-Black connection's strong.
True.
Yeah. Well.
Very strong. I used to work for a very racist Korean man who was stabbed twice.
That'll do it.
Yeah, he's you know, he's got his reasons.
Dude, I'd be pretty upset.
He wasn't even
stabbed twice. I'd be like, yeah, I'm racist.
Yeah, and he was in a convenience store that sold 40s. He's like, I worked in a 40 deli. Very bad neighbors. He always called it neighbors. The neighbors were very bad.
The neighbors
got stabbed. Yeah, he called
the neighbors. Well,
he's holding down the 40 deli. He was wearing his very green socks and flip flops.
You're gonna die in there. You gotta go down with the ship in the 40 deli. 40 deli to North Philly is just
it's crazy. Polo fleece, socks and flip flops, being like, oh, wait a minute. Getting fucking poked for the 40. Just two silver thunders. Like, let them go, bro. They cost you $3. Let them go.
They do defend their wares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're not shoplifting, dude. They're coming out.
No,
with
man.
With a broom. Yo. They hit you with a stick, dude. They have Ninja Turtle weapons.
He kept that thing on him.
Oh, really?
He used to love to show us. Me and my brother worked for him. He'd be like, oh, pull it out. I'm like, dude, sick, man.
Fuck
what's up? Use it, pussy. Shoot someone.
You had a gun on you and you got stabbed twice?
I think that's the reason you got the gun finally. Yeah.
After the stabbed me twice.
Yeah, stabbed me twice.
Can't get stabbed again.
Yeah, I gotta get